The Gemara says that if the first day of Sukkot is Chal on Shabbos, so we do not take lulav, and the reason is because the Gzera Darabah, Gzera Shem Yavirenu, we're afraid that you're going to not know how to be noted to lulav, and you're going to run to the Chacham to learn how to do Netiras lulav, and you're going to forget, and you're going to do Havara of the Alamas B'Shus Rabbim, and because of that, the regards are not to take lulav on Shabbos. So the Archanim asked Akasha, in Kain, Lefidat, if Pesach is Chalius B'Shabbos, we should be Mevatel the Mitzvah Achilas Matzah because Gzera Shem Yavirenu. Maybe a person's going to run to figure out how to eat matzah. So why are we not Gezer on Pesach Shchalius B'Shabbos, Megabi Achilas Matzah as well? Now, what are you going to say? Lachar, it's not a kasha b'chlal. It's dafka by lulav. Lulav, it's complicated to know how to be noitel lulav karo. You have to be noitel and be menanea. That's something that a person might not know, and you might run to the chacham to learn how to do it. When it comes to Achilas Matzah, to know how to eat, Baruch Hashem, we all know how to eat. We know how to eat matzah. There's not really, there's nothing too complicated about it. He doesn't have to run to the chacham for that. So that's why we're not gezer by matzah. So that is true, but the problem is really it's a kasha and Rashi. Rashi says, what's the gezer over here? Rashi didn't ask for lomad and mbez mbez lomad na anuay oy berchasa. It's like Rashi two things that he's going to go to the chacham to learn either how to be menanea or how to make the bracha. So it sounds like from Rashi that we're concerned about a guy going not knowing how to make the bracha and going to learn how to make the bracha. So if we're concerned with the bracha alone, even without the na'anuim, if we're concerned that people don't know how to make brachas on mitzvahs, then by matzah also we should be concerned with the bracha. Why are we not chayshish that a person is going to run to the chacham to figure out how to make the bracha on matzah? That's the kasha l'chayim on Rashi. So the Netziv and the Emek Sheila says a Paldik Echidosh, he says that the whole Gezer of Shami Avren is only b'yayim. During the day, people run around, we're concerned that he might run to the Chacham without realizing and be Ma'avid al-Amas b'shus Rabim. But Balayla, during the nighttime, people stay put, people don't run around so much, it's not the derech to go out Balayla, so we're not concerned with Shami Avren or Balayla, and since in the Mitzvah Matzah is Balayla, there is no chashash that a person is going to go to the Chacham to learn how to make the bracha, that's his mahalach. But I was thinking maybe you could say a little bit differently, behektim, but we need to understand the chlal, that even if you say that a person, people don't know brachas, they don't know how to make it, but why do you have to bring the lulav with you? So go to the chacham, ask him how to make the bracha, and come back home. Why do you have to bring the lulav to learn how to make a bracha? Lachar, the pshat could be that, like Taisus says in Daf Lamed Tes, that to make the bracha on lulav is not so pashut, because we have to make the bracha arvei la'asiyason, and the problem is, the second you pick it up, you're ready yaitzah the mitzvah, so it's hard to make the bracha arvei la'asiyason. So Taisus struggles to find a proper way of doing it, and one of his malchim are, like we do today, that you take the dal minim, your mehapach the esrog, and then you make the bracha, then you turn it around, and that way it's arvei la'asiyason. So to make the bracha on lulav is very complicated because you have to figure out how to do it properly to do it arvei la'asiyason. So it could be that's what Rashi means, that a person is going to go to learn how to make the bracha. It's not the bracha itself. People know how to make brachas, but how to make the bracha arvei la'asiyason. And for that reason, you have to bring the lulav with you so the chacham will teach you how to hold it properly, how to be mehapach, and then turn it around. And mimela, this is something which is unique to lulav. Dafka by lulav are concerned with the bracha. Meshenken by matzah, where it's very simple. How to make it arvei la'asiyason, there's no chashash, and that's why we're not gezer by matzah, shami yavirenu.